Kanye West's new album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, is one of the year's most anticipated recordings. West's public relations gaffes, last year's interruption of Taylor Swift's acceptance speech at an Academy Awards ceremony, and more recently, losing his temper during a Today Show interview, have only increased interest in how West was going to either use or hide his outspoken nature in his new music. Rock critic Ken Tucker has an answer and a review.
Ain't no question if I want it, I need it. I can feel it slowly drifting away from me. I'm on the edge, so why are you playing? I'm saying I will never, ever let you live this down, down, down.
I am fascinated by Kanye West on every level. I thought his first two albums, 2004's College Dropout and 2005's Late Registration, were and remain some of the strongest, most diverse hip-hop collections of the decade. As a producer and rapper, his imagination seems limitless. He covers more ground in his cultural references than any other contemporary pop musician under the age of 40. He's also, depending on your point of view, a sensitive soul or an egomaniac of the highest order. At this point, West is like Blue Period Joni Mitchell with a Twitter account.
And I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerk-offs. Gotta never take work off. Maybe I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
That's Runaway, a 9 minutes plus opus in which West takes himself to task as an arrogant perfectionist who can, quote, always find something wrong. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most, he says, shortly before offering up a toast in blunt language to all self-centered perfectionists. Because West knows that in any given art form, one person's self-centered perfectionist is another's acclaimed genius. At other points on this album, West diffuses his self-regard so that it becomes universal.
I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my land. I'm building a still down the town. I'm lost in the world.
On a composition such as that one, titled Lost in the World, West creates a surging soundscape that transports the listener, carrying you along with Kanye as he seems to travel across the world, searching for his place in it. Being lost in the world, as the song title has it, means combining American and African pop rhythms with a sampling of the poet-musician Gil Scott-Heron, declaiming, "Who will survive in America?" In the early 70s, Scott-Heron placed his question in the context of the oppressed and of conspiracy theories that were being floated at the time about radical groups such as SDS, the Black Panthers, and the Young Lords. West, appropriating it, applies it to the drama of his own life. You can say this is yet another example of egregious self-aggrandizement. It's also superb music-making.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose. Everybody, we rolling. Everybody, we rolling. With some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world. I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much. I need a moment. No one man's.
While Kanye West is very much a man of the current pop moment, I think he connects with a strong strain in American popular music. The musician who cultivates an image that is inseparable from his music. An artist whose work can be enjoyed on its own, yet which is fully completed only when we also form opinions about his public persona, his statements, his actions. From Elvis Presley to Bob Dylan to Michael Jackson to Madonna to Bruce Springsteen to Kurt Cobain, pop music has a history of both sincerity and assuming a pose that takes on its own authenticity. This 60-year-old tradition finds its current embodiment most glowingly in Kanye West.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West.